Hello, this is Jenny speaking for Pascal Girard, pastor of the church at Bergerac, who would like to share with you a few lines from the book of Proverbs, chapter 14. Today is the 19th of March. Here's the reading from Proverbs 14, verses 8 to 22. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, but the folly of fools is deception. Verse 14, the faithless will be fully repaid for their ways and the good rewarded for theirs. Verse 16, the wise fear the Lord and shun evil, but a fool is hot-headed and yet feels secure. Verse 21, it's a sin to despise one's neighbour, but blessed is the one who is kind to the needy. Who is well behaved today? We first recognise this quality in children. We talk about a well-behaved child. Maybe it's because he doesn't make any noise, because he's disciplined. Basically, it means that he doesn't bother anyone. Would you consider this to be a major quality? Someone who doesn't move and is silent? I believe that that is not how the Bible understands it. There is, however, a vague idea that sometimes the expected good behaviour of the child is linked to the wisdom of life as understood in the book of Proverbs. And there are interesting qualifiers, adjectives in our text concerning biblical wisdom. Prudence, contentment, righteousness, discernment of evil, compassion, benevolence, among others. How can we show all these qualities and skills in our life? Well, by looking for them. It's certainly not by panicking that we'll find them, but it is through silence and reflection. Sometimes we get so swallowed up by our commitments, by all these details of life, not to mention the problems that arise and surprise us. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways, says the author of the book of Proverbs. So why not seize the moment we are living in now to take stock calmly and with confidence? That is to say, let's reflect on our past, individual, professional, family, ecclesiastical, our commitments towards others, in the world, and to God as well. Why not seize this moment to discern what is good in our life, what is essential, and then to reorientate the rest?